Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to continue with geopolitical news and take calls. We got Greg Palast popping in for about 20, 30 minutes as well with big breaking banking news. But Dr. Jerome Corsi held over with the massive news he was covering to take your calls. Mark, former military, former police, listening on XM Channel 244. What's your take on all this and any questions for Dr. Corsi?
Well, I have a couple of questions for Dr. Corsi, Alex. But one thing I would like to make clear is, first of all, let's talk a little bit about history with the Muslim Brotherhood. Remember the first World Trade Center bombing? Okay, a lot of people don't understand that Blind Sheikh and others, and Ramzi Yousaf and a bunch of others, were actually wanted by the Egyptian authorities, but actually sought political asylum in the United States. These are terrorists that we were actually at the time giving asylum in the United States to, and their thanks, of course, was to commit terrorist acts in our country. The other thing is, I have my own theory, Alex and Dr. Corsi. I believe that what is happening right now is you have three forces of globalism cooperating with each other. One are the international bankster corporate types. Two are the Muslim Brotherhood. And three are the communists. Each wants their own version of globalism.
Absolutely. I'm going to get Dr. Corsi's take on that. Thank you so much. But that's what I've finally learned studying this. Most old-timers already knew it, but now I really get it. The communists want a big government because they think they're going to get control. The bankers want a big government because it can loot everything they want. And the Muslim Brotherhood types, they want a big government and an open system because they want to take it over. Exactly. They all want to have the tyranny so they can run it. Dr. Corsi?
Well, I want to make sure the time we've got, I want to stress that your caller is absolutely right. You've got to understand the tie here with this Blind Sheikh. Blind Sheikh was Muslim Brotherhood. He was a criminal in our own country, a terrorist in our own country. He's the one who led to the bombing, the original bombing of the World Trade Center. Not the bombing that took it down, not the airplanes, but the original attack. And in fact, the Morsi government wanted him released.
But of course, Clinton wanted to keep him because it was helpful to take our liberties.
But it looks to me like Obama administration was willing to cooperate with Morsi, and we've got to go back and revisit the Benghazi attack to see if, in fact, one of the purposes was to try to capture Ambassador Stevens and hold him as a hostage for exchange with the Blind Sheikh. I mean, these things that we're talking about today are treasonous in nature. They've been withheld from the American people. They've been withheld from Congress. Everybody's been lied to, but the truth is beginning to come out. And the Egyptian government, the point I'm stressing in the reports I'm doing since the end of last week on WND, is that the Egyptian government
is bringing this up.
Has decided to expose Obama.
Listen, they're not going to be able to block this, because this, as you said, is in the Egyptian newspapers. It's on WorldNet Daily. It's on Infowars.com. In the last 30 seconds we've got, what do you expect them to do then to try to block this?
Well, that's where I think you're concerned about this whole issue of the nerve gas, which now is being taken seriously. It was not before, being blamed on the Assad government, which there's not proof yet that's definitive that Assad used the nerve gas.
But the rebels have been caught staging stuff before.
And, but yet to herd us into the idea of an attack, U.S. military attack on Syria, putting us at war with Syria, that would take the headlines off of these issues the Obama administration does not want to have investigated.
Well, I hope cooler heads prevail inside the system, because this could turn into war with Russia, as many analysts and you have said, and this is escalating very quickly. And Russia says they're going to stand with Assad. Do you think that's talk, or do you think they'll do it?
I think Russia's going to stand with Assad, just like they say they will.
Just like on 888 with Georgia.
I think we're on the verge of a World War III, and people don't realize it.
There's the headline. Dr. Corsi, we're on the verge of World War III, and people don't know it. God bless you, sir. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Alex.
We'll be right back with more of your phone calls, a ton of news, and Greg Palast.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Guys, I have one question for you. Are you ready? I mean, really ready. Like 24/7 ready to deliver when and where it counts. Look, success in anything in life takes planning. And if you want to deliver a rock star performance every time, you need one simple game plan. Enzyte 24/7. Just one capsule daily is all it takes to ensure you maintain peak performance and are ready to go whenever and wherever. Even better, Enzyte 24/7 is giving away a trial pack to every guy that calls today. Millions of men already count on the potent ingredient in Enzyte 24/7. Don't miss your chance to be unforgettable every time. Give it a try. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Call 800-579-2606. 800-579-2606. Call for your free trial pack now. 800-579-2606. That's 800-579-2606.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We're here at the InfoWars.com radio studios, and one of our reporters just called over here the 100 yards, not even 100 yards, 60, 70 yards, to tell the studio that John Kerry was just on CNN. We had the TV out there on Fox, that they're going to send tanks into Syria. That is not confirmed, because I need her to walk over here and tell us she saw that on there. We have CNN on in the coffee room, too. Somebody could just walk over there. These cell phones, man, I expect people soon won't even breathe anymore. Your cell phone, you'll just have your consciousness downloaded into one, and the cell phone will do it all. But they said yesterday, the Senate did, bombing within 2 days. So this is unprecedented. Clearly, this is a false flag. The rebels have been caught doing it before. Even Yahoo News has reported on that. I'm not a fan of Assad, but compared to the al-Qaeda people they're putting in, it breaks all the rules of war, everything. Now, I wanted to get Greg Palestone, who works with ABC News, BBC, you name it, but is also a best-selling author and filmmaker who helped bring down Enron. I wanted to get Greg Palestone talk about, I think I'm going to start having a headset I can just wear, just walk around the office. like a reality show with a camera on it too, and the audio. And then when stuff's breaking like this, I can just walk around and like go to the other side. In fact, we've got a video report here that John Bound did that we're going to play. A video report he did, because we played this yesterday, but then he pointed out, oh, I had a World War II vet when I was out in California almost get in a fight with me when I said we should ban guns and arrest people. It was a piece he did to illustrate exactly what's going on with mainly Democratic trendies in California, but even in Texas, in Austin. Every one of them said, yes, I'm to sign a petition to disarm
hostage
the American people. So we're going to go to your report, John. Here is John Bound's report on that, with the World War II vet at the end.
March on Washington back in
this is John Bound with InfoWars Nightly News. Here I am last week asking average citizens in Austin, Texas, to sign a petition to support gun confiscation. No one batted an eye.
They're going to start arming the TSA in malls and airports and bus stations, train stations. And so a lot of those guns could go to law-abiding TSA agents that need them. We'd also like to see those guns go to the TSA agents that need them.
Yeah.
In the airports and in sporting events that they're unarmed right now and they could be in a lot of danger if there's any terrorist activity. So.
I agree with all that.
Do you support Lee Leffingwell? Because we've even made the joke with him that we would melt the guns down and make him a RoboCop uniform to go door to door to confiscate those guns.
I am totally against people having guns.
Yeah.
Period.
Some of these people actually have firearms, and some of them have a good amount of firearms. So they're actually safely going door to door and getting those firearms in California. So that's what we want to support here.
Making sure that people are safe because of that.
Right, absolutely.
I can get behind that.
It's all about safety.
Yeah.
Ma'am, do you have a second to sign a petition? It's for peace on the streets. It's an initiative here in Austin, Texas wide. It's to reduce firearms. Yeah. And then we'd also like to support Obama's foreign policy by getting those guns and getting them into the hands of people that actually can use them, that have professional experience, like Syrian rebels or the TSA. Just keep our agents safe, because the TSA is now going into a program where they're going to be armed. So.
There's a shooting in my town in Georgia just yesterday.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, that's right. Outside of Atlanta.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, you're helping. So thank you. You guys interested in signing an initiative for peace on the streets here in Texas? And what we'd like to do is get those guns and get them in the hands of the TSA or in order for Obama's Syrian rebel policy over there in Syria to get those in the hands of the Syrian rebels, and rather than in the hands of lunatics, you know, that have their Second Amendment rights.
I'm glad to help out.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care. Excuse me, do you have a second to sign a petition to keep peace on the streets? Basically an initiative similar to the one in California where they're going door to door getting guns from people with suspicious backgrounds as far as mental evaluations and so on. What we'd like to do is, right here is fine.
Okay.
What we'd like to do is support Obama's foreign policy initiative in Syria. Oh yeah, is that? Yeah. And get those weapons either into the hands of American agents like the TSA or into the hands of the Syrian rebels that we support, or into the hands of some other unmentionables such as Al-Qaeda. But we do support them. We support our enemies. So it's good to get those
to our men and people who need them.
Who need them, yeah, absolutely. The TSA, who they're now arming in the airports and so on, just to keep us safer.
All right.
So, thank you so much.
Of course.
Take care.
You too.
A few months ago, I was in California with Mark Dice asking the Obama zombies a similar question regarding shutting down gun shows. and I had the honor of running into a true patriot, which so far has been a hard person to find.
Just to sign a petition for...
We're from Oregon. We couldn't...
Well, this is a national petition.
For what?
Basically, we want to close the loophole for the gun shows here locally and nationally. We want to do something about the Second Amendment to help Congress know that, you know, the American people stand by them and their...
No, I have to disagree with it 100%. The Second Amendment was put in there for a reason.
Are you sure, sir?
Yes, sirree. I'm absolutely sure. These guys...
The right to bear...
I got my permit with me. I packed. I have no way in hell I want anybody telling me I can't.
Yeah.
And don't say that they won't, because we got a lying son of a bitch that will tell you that right in office. As president and as governor both of the state of California.
Well, sir, we're trying to get people to sign away the Second Amendment today. You sure you don't want to do that? Just sign right here?
No.
Here's the First Amendment. We can knock that one out.
The First Amendment's great. Second Amendment's great. They put them in there for a reason. And it's not for you or nor me to sit back and second guess our forefathers who put it in there.
What about Prohibition? You sign that one?
Hell no. I'm glad they kicked that one out. But that there was put in, again, not by... It was put in there later.
Right.
It was an add-on. They add on a lot of bull. And they can do the same thing there. They can come in and say, hey, we're going to outlaw it. It can't happen.
Well, hopefully I can get the people of the community to sign away all of their rights and put them all in re-education camps is what we're going for.
And we have... This has been proposed.
Yes, sir.
It has been proposed.
Well, hopefully we'll be victorious.
Well,
in our liberal.
I hope
in our
not.
Liberal.
Damn liberal. I'm going to wipe my feet. I think I stepped in something.
John Bound, InfoWars Nightly News.
Okay, that's a good report Bound put out. You can see the full thing if you're a radio listener up on InfoWars.com. You heard a little bit of technical difficulties as they were feeding CNN over the board earlier is what you heard if you're a radio listener. I ran over and checked all this. Kerry's going to make an announcement in the next few hours, the Secretary of State. Obama's going to be at some event handing out medals. I thought he was on vacation. But the point is that they're definitely going to hand out the medals. And then, we're patriotic. It's for the troops. From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. We will attack your nation after false flags and hand it over to Al-Qaeda-E. So, and I shouldn't even be joking around about this. This is very, very sick. Greg Pallas is with us for the next 40 minutes or so. And we're getting him on a bit late. I'm sorry about that. We had some technical difficulties. But he joins us. He is, of course, a syndicated columnist, documentary filmmaker, best-selling author, GregPallas.com. He's worked for BBC, ABC News, you name it. He broke some of the big banking scandals back in 2002 with the documents that are planning a global meltdown by design to consolidate power. And he exposes the left, the right, all the kleptocratic bankers that are in control of this. But we're going to break in 2 minutes, Greg, and we're going to come back and get into the banking big breaking news you've got. But what is your take on lining up against Russia with Syria? And these rebels have been caught staging false flags before. Why are we supposed to believe them now? Why would Assad nerve gas right in front of the UN so he can be blown up?
Well, I don't, you know, to me, it looks like these people were gassed. The question is, of course, who? I think it's Assad. He's not exactly a genius. But don't forget.
No, but I believe it. I believe people were gassed, Greg.
Yeah.
I'm saying I don't think he did it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, but what we do know is that, you know, let's remember, just like Assad, Saddam Hussein, they all come from the same Frankenstein factory. You got to go back to the years of Carter and Bush, Democrats and Republicans, putting these guys into positions of power in the Mideast. And then, you know, like it often happens when you create Frankensteins, they get up off the table and try to kill you or kill someone else. They're out of control. You know, the remote control button doesn't always work. And I think that's what we're seeing here, is that in a lot of the states, you put in Mubarak. That didn't work. We started playing footsie with the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. Now we're back with the military. We have a big problem with a lot of the Frankensteins that came out of the Frankenstein factory. And, you know, so I can't tell whether Assad did this or not, you know, but you have to go back to where did this stuff start? at, you know, who put him in office, who kept him there. And don't forget that Obama said he really wanted to cuddle up and talk to Assad when he was running in the primaries, Democratic primaries. And here we are now.
All right, we're going to come back, and we are going to get into the big financial bombshell dealing with Larry Summers.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
John Kerry, a.k.a. Frankenstein himself with all that Botox, he used to be a halfway, you know, handsome man, distinguished looking. Now, I look on him, he looks like a rubber face, like a fake face on Halloween. He's got so much Botox or whatever happened to him. Maybe he had a stroke, I don't know, but, man, it's bad. He's going to get up there, and supposedly in like 5 minutes. It was going to be an hour ago, then 20 minutes ago, then 2 hours from now. But, yeah, there's his new rubber face, the new face of John Kerry. Going back to Greg Palast. Greg,
hey.
I mean, I understand you not taking sides on the whole, you know, Assad thing, because he's obviously a bad guy, but putting al-Qaeda in is even worse. I mean, look, we did this.
We don't forget who put in the Mujahideen in Afghanistan that we're now, that we have, how many kids, 2,000 kids have died there fighting the guys that we armed in the first place?
And a couple thousand from suicide. Well, shifting gears out of that, we'll cover it as it unfolds. You've got a big story out now. On Larry Summers, our new special Treasury Secretary. I mean, I think he's the man for the job. If he helped engineer the too-big-to-fail Ponzi scheme derivatives deal, since you know, the credit default swaps, why not make him emperor of the earth?
Well, because he's not, in my opinion, actually human. My information is that Larry Summers, who is Obama's first choice for the Federal Reserve Board to take Ben Bernanke's place.
Is Lemmy Winks from South Park?
Well, I think that he's actually a colony of aliens sent here to turn the human race into a cheap source of protein. but in all seriousness, Larry Summers is Obama's first choice for the head of the Federal Reserve Board, take Bernanke's place. He was Secretary of Treasury under Clinton, where he with Robert Rubin pushed and created the whole deregulation of the banking system, turning your bank vaults into roulette wheels. And he's the guy that personally body blocked all regulation of the derivatives market, all these financial toxic assets like synthetic collateralized debt obligations, which we lived without, by the way, for several thousand years. And suddenly we had to have these things, which brought our planet financially to its knees. This is Larry Summers, the mayor, you know, he's kind of the typhoid Mary of economics. And now he's back as Obama's first choice for the Fed. The key thing is, and of course he was Obama's economics czar. That worked out really well. We have fewer jobs, fewer people working today than we did when Obama took the oath of office. So unemployment's down because employment is way down. People just don't have jobs. I was just in Detroit. No one's looking for jobs. So they're not in the, technically, auto workers out of work are not in the workforce, okay? So understand what's going on here. This is Obama's economics czar, Mr. Deregulation. Now, my story, which I did for BBC Television Guardian, my story is that I found inside documents, confidential documents, which were so unbelievable that I had to fly to Geneva, Switzerland, speak to the head of the WTO himself to get the confirmation that these things are real. It was documents in which Timothy Geithner, later to become Secretary of Treasury under Obama, was writing to his boss at the time, Larry Summers of Treasury, saying, reminding him about the meetings that they had and that he had to make phone calls to the five most powerful bankers in America, the head of Citibank, the head of Goldman Sachs, Merrill, Bank of America. He took the five big bankers and he had secret phone calls with them on a scheme to blow apart regulation of the banking system worldwide. Now, he called it the end game memo, as we reach the end game. Well, we're the end game. I don't like the game at all, but the end of it was not too pretty. It was extraordinary because you have to understand, it's illegal. He's not allowed to meet. Larry Summers not allowed to have private phone calls with billionaire bankers to determine what the financial policies of the United States should be. Now, he can have meetings with bankers. That's legal. You can't have secret meetings with bankers to get their approval and veto and determination of what our policies should be. And in this case, it was deadly because it was a plan to blow apart the regulations of banking in 156 nations. And they did it in 155 nations. They did it by abusing the World Trade Organization's trade rules. 156 nations were told by Larry Summers and his coterie that unless they opened up their banking sectors to Citibank, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, and the rest of the boys, that any nation would have their markets closed to the United States and they'd go bankrupt.
And then the rest of the plan was to then have all of their investments in those countries pooled, like Greece has done, into the toxic derivatives so they could then hijack them and hold them hostage to then pay reparations to the people that sold them the crud to begin with, correct?
Yeah, they this is the arsonist who started the fire, and then they make money on the fire sale. This is how it works.
Wow, this is off the charts. The news today on this show is just unbelievable. Stay there. Break this down technically for us. The article's at gregpalace.com, vice.com, and we're posting it right now at infowars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
By the way, tomorrow on the broadcast,
live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide,
I will interrupt my liners.
It's Alex Jones.
No scripting around here, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I'm on the air so much, it's like I live on the radio. I'm more self-conscious when I'm walking around the streets of Austin, Texas, or New York City than I am on the radio or giving a speech to thousands. That's when you know you're a veteran of broadcast. 18 years on the air, doing as much as 10 hours of broadcast a day at sometimes. Only about 4 hours a day right now. But there's just so much going on in the world, so much happening. We're going to go back to Greg Palast here in just a moment with his big breaking news. But just briefly, getting back to what I was saying before the liner came in. And we are live from the InfoWars.com studios here in Austin, Texas. Yes, that is accurate. Tomorrow, I'm going to go ahead and announce in a video press release, but also here live on the radio, the particulars of the Obama Deception 2, when it will go on presale and when it will premiere on PrisonPlanet.tv. and when the DVDs will actually ship out to everybody. And my problem is I'm always so busy doing the radio show, so busy doing the nightly news, running the crew, doing research, the business end of things to fund this operation, that I make these viral films that get seen 5, 10, 20, 30, 40 plus million times. The average film gets seen about 5 million times on YouTube, just on one platform, but we've done the math. Obama deception, the first one, you could say well over 40 million. Well over 40 million. It had over 20 million views on its Google account before they stopped letting people use Google and then see the numbers and then shut us out, but it's still up on Google Video. Remember Google Video? And that's my point. It's got like 13 million on one and 5 million on another and 3 million on another and 2 million on another and 1 million on another and 500,000 on another and 1 million on another. 40 million people, conservatively, saw that film for free. But it's the seed money of the people that buy the books, the videos, the T-shirts that support our sponsors that allows us to make films like this. I've been up here 7 days a week, 7 days a week the last few weeks at least, 6 days a week the few months before that, and I'm going to be up here, except for a few days, I'm going to take off with my children, pretty much continually to get this film done. The problem is I'll have it done, and then I'll have like 2-3 weeks to promote it. But I need to line up doing radio interviews, TV, and everybody's help to get it out there to people. And everybody to buy the DVD, to have good, high-quality, high-def showings. We're having it on Blu-ray, too, in your area. I want to try to set up some impromptu deal where we can mail out copies to people and authorize them to put it in local theaters. It's very easy. I'm going back to Greg in a minute. I just want to plug this. It's very easy. The problem is just the logistics of telling people how to do it and telling them how to not get ripped off, too, because some theaters will rip you off. Yeah, you can rent the theater that seats 500 for $3,000. No, 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 folks. You can go to theaters now. And then you have the letter authorizing you to play a film on DVD with the big projectors where you can have 500 people there and they sign you up. And as soon as a third of the tickets are sold, it pays for itself and then you make all the money after it. That's how it's supposed to work. Okay. And they know with popular films, that's how that works. That's actually what happened with Obama 2016. But I'm already kind of making the announcement today. I'll make it tomorrow officially. It's just that I really want to expose the globalists. And it's not that Obama's anything but a puppet. But through people waking up to Obama being a fraud, they can wake up to all the rest of the fraud. And this is going to be three times more powerful than the first Obama deception. Speaking of funding, and we're going to Greg Palast, we are a launch pad for all these journalists, all these good people in Congress, members of Parliament in England, the EU Parliament, liberal, conservative, libertarian. If you love justice, this is the broadcast for you. If you love truth, if you love getting the hard answers and the breaking news, this is it. But we need your support, and we sell the best books, the best videos, the best T-shirts, InfoWarsStore.com, great ways to wake up other people. We have the ProPure water filtration systems that are the best gravity-fed stainless steel system out there. It's what I and my family use. Blows away the competition and side-by-side comparisons. The fluoride, the glyphosate, cuts it out. So important to do this. We have the lowest price on their whole line, and we go 10% off with promo code WATER. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, and there's a lot of other great water filter systems as well, like the LifeStraw and other systems. We have the Seed Center to plant your late summer fall garden, from fruit trees to you name it. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com, promoting high-quality products at very low prices and funding a free people's news system. We are powered by the truth here at InfoWars.com, ladies and gentlemen, and we're powered by patriots like you, so thank you for the support. All right, now going back to Greg Palast, who again with The Guardian, BBC, does stuff for Vice, you name it. He's all over the place, and we're always honored to have him here with us. And he's pointed out, by the way, I'm not bragging, I'm just pointing this out, that sometimes he can't get a story out, InfoWars will cover it here in the U.S. There's not many of those places out there, but Greg's another truly independent, formerly a top federal fraud investigator, and now he just does that as a freelance guy. Get into this memo. Break it down. What it means and other things that are happening geopolitically in the financial markets, what's happening with interest rates, what your big sources are saying is really going to happen with the economy. And then, is this the end of Obama? Will the establishment flush him? Go ahead.
I don't know if they're going to be done with Obama. haven't wiped yet, so I don't know if they're going to flush them. I think that he puts in Larry Summers. He's done their job. Again, I want to go back and just tuned in. Larry Summers is the first choice, Obama's made it clear, to replace Ben Bernanke as head of the Federal Reserve Board. Again, Larry Summers was Secretary of Treasury under Clinton. He was Robert Rubin's assistant. He was the guy that pushed hard for the elimination of all banking protections and regulations. It was like eliminating the cops on the beats on the banks so that we ended up with investment bank casinos mixed with your piggy bank commercial banks, and we saw the disaster. It was Summers who stopped any regulation of the derivatives trade. And, of course, Obama made him our economic czar, and that worked out very wonderfully. Obama had also picked Robert Rubin's protege, Tim Geithner, to be his Secretary of Treasury. I got my hands on a memo. It was so explosive, I literally had to fly to Geneva, Switzerland to confirm that it was the real thing, that someone wasn't putting me on. I do have to worry about that. And what it is, it's called the Endgame Memo. Tim Geithner, who would become Secretary of Treasury, writes to Larry Summers, Secretary of the Treasury, and says, okay, it's the endgame. Now you got to remember to call the boys, being the five biggest bankers in America, Citibank, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Merrill. So the five big bankers. Now, why do you have to call them? And first of all, by the way, their phone numbers were in there. And Alex, you would love this. I actually called Reed, the CEO of Citibank, later became chairman, and got him directly. No secretary, nothing. These are the private phone numbers. Now, by my rules at BBC, I had to say who I was. And as soon as he found out I wasn't Larry Summers or Robert Rubin, click, he hung up and all the phone numbers were changed. By the way, it included the private phone, the personal phone of John Corzine, who is now facing criminal charges for felony financial fraud.
You know, you are like the original WikiLeaker, but you do it out in the open. In fact, I want to shift gears before we go back into this. I've got to ask this before I forget. If they are trying to put Assange in jail and saying killing with drones on Fox News now, if they're getting away with all this stuff, and they tried, 6 years ago when you were investigating chemical plants to actually have you put in jail as a terrorist for filming critical infrastructure when you were working for ABC News. This whole attack on the press, you're kind of like one of the original WikiLeakers. How have you survived?
That's a good question. I was charged under the anti-terrorism rules by Homeland Security for investigating Exxon chemical plants. And I've obviously, this is an internal document, of the Treasury Department, which is confidential. Under the rules by which they're attacking Snowden and Manning, I guess I'm liable too. And now, and I work with the same organization, The Guardian, as produced WikiLeaks and the Snowden reports.
Greenwald, yeah.
So I'm willing, I'm facing, we'll see what happens.
You've got gigantic huevos.
Well, let's put it this way. I didn't know what else I was going to do with it except make it public. My main concern, of course, is always, what does it mean? The reason I get these documents is that they're often highly technical. And in this case, what it was how can the big boys, the five bankers, working with Larry Summers and Tim Geithner and Robert Rubin, how could they possibly eliminate banking regulations in 156 nations at one time? In one moment. How do you
so they could come in and get governments to invest all the pension funds and things in their garbage to then hold everyone hostage. That's clearly, from my research, what they've done.
Right.
And can you elaborate on that?
Yes. And what's happened is in this memo, the first step was to make that practice legal. Remember, that was illegal. Derivatives, first of all, transferring capital between borders, instant manipulation of currencies, that type of thing was completely illegal. Banks weren't allowed to bet on the movements of interest rates.
So this is LIBOR-esque part two.
Right. So this is completely illegal activity. So how do you legalize what was previously criminal? What you do is you change the international law, which is the World Trade Organization's General Agreement on Tariff and Trade, and they use something called the Financial Services Agreement, an abstruse, weird document that was previously about simple things like trading. Like if you had someone fix an airplane, a Boeing airplane in another country, that's international trade. Suddenly they decide, okay, we're going to put in derivatives into this, that if you want to sell us your bananas, this they told to Ecuador, for example. I spoke to the president of Ecuador, by the way, about this. They said, if you want to sell us your bananas, then you're going to have to agree to open your banking sector to J.P. Morgan and its derivatives, because we're going to buy your bananas with derivatives. And they say, well, we can't eat derivatives. They say, well, try to eat all your bananas, baby. So Ecuador signed, and then they went bankrupt, and the streets erupted into violence. Argentina signed. They blew up into riots. Greece signed, and Greece ended up working currency swap deals with Goldman Sachs as a way to hide their deficit. When that came out, Greece ended up in flames, 25% unemployment. J.P. Morgan did the same derivatives trick with Spain, 26.3% official unemployment. Can you imagine? 26% official unemployment, Alex? So this is all coming out of this massive decriminalization of banking shenanigans involving derivatives trade, currency manipulation, and all being done through this document called the Financial Services Agreement. Basically, if you want to sell anything to the United States, the biggest market in the world, then you better open up your bank vaults and your treasuries to Goldman Sachs and the rest of the boys. And there was one nation, Alex, that resisted. Out of 156 nations, one nation refused.
Iceland.
Unfortunately, Iceland melted, as you know. No, Brazil. A guy named Lula took over. He was...
Oh, absolutely. They refused. They refused after the deal had been set up.
Right.
But in the case of Brazil, they said no up front. That's right.
They said, Brazil said, was the only one out of 156 nations say, no, no, no derivatives here. You can't move capital in and out of our country in 2 seconds on a push of a button. And what happened was that Brazil ended up being the only nation in the Western Hemisphere to not go under during the financial crisis. I mean, the U.S. obviously suffered enormously, but, you know, you went from Mexico, Colombia, Argentina, Ecuador, you name it.
And again, this is their design. They come in, they take over, they flood everything with their counterfeit stuff, implode your economy using it, and then come in and buy everything up for pennies on the dollar with the derivatives that your country's just gone bankrupt guaranteeing.
Well, in fact, just so you know that in the case of Brazil, I got another note from the European Union threatening them, saying, you don't sign this thing, baby, and you can suck your own orange juice. You know, most Minute Maid orange juice comes from Brazil. And so they were going to try to bring Brazil to its knees. But later they had to let Brazil go because the only nation, basically because Brazil is huge and it survived the crash because it didn't sign on to this crap. They let it go for a while because it's the only thing holding us up.
Absolutely. That's why I've got a Brazil soccer T-shirt. So good for them. I want to expand on something here with you, though. This is globalism, where they're above the law, they're tax exempt, they write the regulations. Obama raised the cost of carbon a few weeks ago. That's paid partially into his own mercantile holdings and Al Gore's in a microwave regulation subsection on microwave ovens. That's an example of how, under the WTO and all this obscure stuff, they're already governing us by getting our countries to sign on to this. So that's what the New World Order is a bunch of kleptocratic, above-the-law mega corporations that are totally lawless, looting everyone, and they now brag world government of and for Goldman Sachs. So my question to you is, how are they doing? Because this is coming out, but I mean, they still don't get in trouble.
Well, this is a very good point. I mean, as I said on a recent show, who's gonna tell Goldman Sachs and who's gonna tell Larry Summers, spread them and read them their rights? Who's gonna bust them? Eric Holder? I mean, this is one of the problems. Is that, remember, this is the Federal Reserve, which is what Larry Summers is being set up to take over, is part of our police force over the financial community. So you're talking about turning the mob over to, you know, giving the mob the status of chief of police. The problem is these are supposed to be our regulators. This is scary stuff. These are the regulators. And they're having secret meetings with the people they're supposed to be regulating. It's against the law. I don't know what to do. Scream, holler, turn purple. I mean, all I can do is put these documents up. In fact, it was so evil and so weird that Summers would be making these illegal phone calls that I had it, you know, that, like I said, I flew to Europe. I talked to a member of the cabinet. Joe Stiglitz was at the time the chairman of the President's Council of Economists. So he was invited to the cabinet meetings where Summers would turn to Rubin and they were talking about deregulating the financial markets. And he said, well, what would Goldman think of this? And he said at every meeting he went to the cabinet, it was Summers saying to Rubin, what would Goldman think? What would Goldman Sachs think? And finally, Stiglitz said, don't you think it's improper to be asking what Goldman Sachs thinks of a U.S. policy? Isn't it important to find out what the facts are? What's the best for the American public? We didn't, you know, like, and they looked at him. I mean, Summers and Rubin looked at him like, what did you do? Seen too many episodes of The West Wing or just falling off a watermelon truck? You know, so Stiglitz was disinvited from the cabinet of the United States because he didn't care what Goldman thought of the policies. He was just wondering what the American people would think of the policies.
Let me ask you this question. Isn't it their hubris, though? Because at a certain point, you got Corzine making 40-to-1 bets with other people's money. These guys are so arrogant, so chutzpah-filled. They have such bravado. I guess hubris would be the best word I'm looking for. That you know, it's like Hitler invading Russia or something. I mean, at a certain point, won't they bring themselves down?
Well, unfortunately, I wish that were true. Sometimes individually, like guys like Corzine, who was on the list of the secret contacts, he's, I think, going to end up in prison because he broke a rule of the game. He started stealing money from his fellows in the club. He started taking their money.
Oh, just like Madoff broke the rules.
You break the code. You break the code and then forget it. They're going to throw away the key. So Corzine broke their code. But what he didn't do is, you know, he never exposed their big game. So, for example,
I'll tell you what, stay there. I'm going to come back. Let's hear about the big game with Greg Palast straight ahead.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations.
It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Folks, about a minute ago, John Kerry started giving a speech. We've got it DVR'd in there. It's going live right now, but we're going to back it up to the start. Do you have it backed up yet, guys? Do you have it backed up, guys? Okay, we're going to go back to Greg Palast here in just a moment. In fact, Greg, I'm going to be talking to you again, taping some stuff for Obama Deception 2. We're going to be reconnecting with you, but finishing up with the point while we queue up this Kerry. Finishing up with the point, I just saw he said it's unequivocal, total evidence, they nerve gas. This is WMD. This is anthrax at the UN with Colin Powell. This is horrible. Another war, ladies and gentlemen. Going back to finishing the point that you were going to make when we came back from break about how big a situation this is and how Corzine broke the rule, finish up with that for us and other key points.
Well, so what's happened is that, yes, as I said, Larry Summers, Obama's choice for Federal Reserve Board chief to take Bernanke's place, was constantly saying in cabinet meetings, what would Goldman think? In other words, policy should be determined based on what Goldman Sachs wants. That's the game. That's how you play the game. So the question, and by the way, I got that from a member of the cabinet, Joe Stiglitz, who was horrified. Said, what do you mean? Why are we asking about Goldman Sachs? How about the American people, Joe America, right? No, can't do that. So, you know, the problem is once they decriminalized under this scheme, under the end game memo, the end of the game was to decriminalize activities such as selling and operating using currency derivatives to move capital across countries, to hide capital, and to manipulate currencies and interest rates. And the problem is, of course, it blows up. Now, in the case of Greece, Goldman Sachs worked a deal secretly with the Greek government to hide, to use euro swaps. It's a complex transaction to use euro derivatives to hide their government deficits. When this fraud was uncovered, the Greek economy exploded and imploded. Goldman Sachs received a fee of $400 million for what, you know, I used to be, like I said, I was a fraud investigator. In the old, good old days, we used to handcuff people for doing that. A fraud upon the market of that order, billions of dollars with massive unemployment. That's usually, you know.
And now they're going to reward Summers with making him the head of the Treasury. Do you think that's going to happen?
Head of the Fed?
Head of the Fed, yeah.
It's 50-50. Obviously, Obama's dying to do this for his bank.
I'm in head of the Fed. I always flip stuff around in my head.
But, you know, it's like I think that that there's going to be a lot of all this crap of mine is coming. You know, they know that there are a lot of senators who are going to stick this thing on his face at his appointment, at his confirmation hearings. Remember, Obama named him economic czar as opposed to secretary of treasury because he didn't want Summers to go through a confirmation process. How's this guy who's basically mobbed up going to get through a confirmation process?
Absolutely. Well, listen, Greg, thank you so much. We're going to talk to you in about 15 minutes for Obama Deception 2. Thank you so much, sir.
You're very welcome. Good luck.
Thank you. GregPalast.com. Folks, I can hardly talk right now. I'm going to come back from break and play what I just saw during the break. Kerry out there saying unquestionably they launched the chemical attack with no evidence. And I haven't even seen the rest of the speech. They're all in there watching it live right now. I'm about to throw up because they've already just blown up all those churches and put Al-Qaeda in there. And they're trying to overthrow Egypt. They've overthrown Libya. And they're taking our rights away using these Al-Qaeda people they run. They've given them heat-seeking missiles. And just what I saw, 2 minutes of it, they're going to start bombing the daylights out of Syria. And Russia's there with ships. And I know why I feel so sick. These bankers are crazy. This could turn into World War III with the Russians. The Russian ships are there up against the U.S. ships, but they're not U.S. ships. They might as well have a all-seeing eye pyramid on them. I mean, we're a captured country, and it makes me so sick. So I'm going to do a little bit of overdrive. I'm going to come back and play part of the Kerry speech. Truly, truly. truly disgusting. If your station doesn't carry it, Infowars.com/show for the audio and video feeds right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.